Good day, everyone. My name is Andrea Conico, A-N-D-R-E-A-K-A-N-E-K-O. I am a resident of Hudson County and always have been. I stand here before you today as your average citizen, law-abiding and civic-minded. And I stand here before you today with the hope that you will acknowledge what I represent. I am a juror. In 1977, I was asked to serve on a capital case, murder one, a police officer. Vincent James Landano was convicted of that crime. In 1989, I read a newspaper article that there was new evidence in the case. I immediately called his attorney. I was then to find out that eyewitnesses had recanted testimony. An eyewitness whose testimony I relied upon for my final verdict was, in fact, not credible at all, and there was exculpatory evidence never presented at the time of trial in a court of law. Had I known these things at the time of trial, I would have voted not guilty. Had the death penalty been in place, Mr. Landano would have been executed. Mr. Landano sought, quote-unquote, relief and got it with a writ of habeas corpus issued by Judge H. Lee Sarokin. He was to be released in August 1989. However, on a late Friday afternoon at the end of July of that year, the state decided to suddenly appear in federal court to stop the release of Mr. Landano. In a very short time frame, we were in several courtrooms and judges' chambers to challenge the state. In between running from courtroom to courtroom, we tried desperately to reach some of the news media who had been covering the story. The clock was ticking, and we knew it. With 4 p.m. and the weekend moments away, well, this only heightened the anxiety. Mr. Landano walked out that very day a free man, but it came down to the wire. Court personnel stayed past 4 p.m. Judges graced us with justice, and I'm sure part of that result was because the media came running. While one can argue the wheels of justice are slow, believe me, when they decide to turn quickly, every precious moment counts. A person's life could be saved with the most reversible process for lethal injection. It is truly the last chance for quote-unquote relief. In closing, I'd like to let you know that I supported the death penalty before I became involved with the flaws of the justice system. We'd all like to think our system is perfect, but we all know that that is quite impossible because people are not perfect. And it is people, very real human beings, that make these decisions. As Americans, we have the DOC, our state and federal governments, have the obligation to fulfill your promises, to serve us and protect us. You can do these things with the opportunity of exhausting all relief options, which includes that last chance. You can also do so by allowing full media scrutiny, because there are many more victims than you may have imagined with the finality of the death penalty. Thank you for allowing me to speak today.